11 Australians on board a flotilla headed for Gaza are now returning home after being detained by Israeli security forces. Footage published of Israel's National Security Minister Itamar Ben-Gvir mocking and taunting detainees has sparked diplomatic outrage from countries whose citizens were on board the boats. Australia's Foreign Minister Penny Wong has called the images shocking and unacceptable, adding that Israel's ambassador to Australia will be hauled before the Department of Foreign Affairs to reinforce the government's disapproval. Last night, Israeli Ambassador Dr. Hillel Newman spoke to the ABC's Sarah Ferguson on 7:30.
There's no big gap between Israel and Australia on this because we have condemned what Minister Ben-Gvir has done from wall to wall in Israel. The leadership of Israel has condemned what he did. It's disgraceful. That's not the approach of the government of Israel. It's not the policy of the government of Israel. It doesn't reflect the values of the state of Israel. In fact, the whole flotilla was dealt with great sensitivity. No one was hurt. The interception was done very smoothly. This humiliation, which was done by Ben-Gvir after they had already reached a safe ground, was not to be done and has been condemned by the leadership of Israel. You know, a country should not be measured by the actions of one politician, but by how the state reacts.
Yes. Are you prepared to apologise to those people who were detained and how they were treated?
The actions of Ben-Gvir himself have been condemned from wall to wall, from the leadership of the entire state of Israel, the Prime Minister of Israel, the Foreign Minister of Israel have all condemned thoroughly the actions of Ben-Gvir. But we must separate this issue from the flotilla itself. The flotilla itself must be, I think your listeners should know, that the flotilla itself is a provocation, which is unnecessary. It's trying to break a legal blockade of Gaza, which is necessary for the security of the people of Israel. There's no necessity for these flotillas. Humanitarian aid can be delivered very easily. You don't need a flotilla for that.
It's Israeli Ambassador to Australia, Dr. Hillel Newman, speaking last night. Francesca Albanese is the UN Special Rapporteur on the Occupied Palestinian Territories and joins me now. Welcome back to Radio National Breakfast.
Thank you very much for having me.
Is condemning these actions enough?
Absolutely not. I mean, I understand the Israeli ambassador to Australia was speaking before? I mean, understand, like many others, they're scratching in Israel, they're scratching the barrel to justify these actions. But there are, let's unpack what you just said. First of all, no, Israel has absolutely no right to intercept, to abduct civilian vessels in international waters, let alone deporting or forcefully transferring whomever is on these vessels to Israel. Second, it's not the first time that Israel abuses and or humiliates and treats in a degrading fashion the flotilla activists and others. And this is just a microdose of what Palestinians have endured over the past 3 years and before, but over the past 3 years, even the UN Committee Against Torture, which is quite a conservative body, has concluded that Israel has a policy to torture Palestinians. And I've myself investigated the matter for 6 months and concluded that torture is part and parcel of the intentional destruction of the Palestinian people. The last comment I wanted to make is that the blockade is unlawful, and therefore it should be states and not civilians and not activists from all over the world breaking it. The ICJ, the International Court of Justice, has ordered Israel to dismantle the occupation totally and unconditionally. So there are no excuses. And by the way, of course they should apologize to the flotilla, to the Palestinians, to the entire world for what Israel has been doing over the past 3 years.
The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu himself has said that the security minister's actions are not in line with Israel's values. What obligation do you think the Prime Minister has to take action against his security minister?
Look, I heard the foreign minister of Spain saying something extremely important and intelligent. A minister binds the government. In a normal country, a word of condemnation will not suffice. And therefore, Minister Ben-Gvir, in a normal country, would already be out of the government because what he has done is unacceptable. But let me tell you, it's not just what he has done to the flotilla. Ben-Gvir is the mastermind of the so-called, quote-unquote, prison revolution, which has turned Israeli detention centers into what Israeli human rights organizations called torture centers, torture networks. So, no, of course, it's not sufficient what Benjamin Netanyahu said. But again, Benjamin Netanyahu, who's wanted himself by the ICC for war crimes and crimes against humanity, so instead of speaking from Tel Aviv, he should be in The Hague as we speak and responding for its alleged crimes. But of course, Ben-Gvir wants to repair the situation, but it's broken. I mean, Israel is exposed, and the more the situation and the genocide in Palestine continues, the more it will lose the possibility to redeem itself in the eyes of the international community.
Francesca Albanese, thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you. All the best.
Francesca Albanese is the UN Special Rapporteur on the Occupied Palestinian Territories. US judge has just lifted sanctions placed on Francesca Albanese by the Trump administration, saying the measures restricted her freedom of speech. We did ask Israel's ambassador to Australia, Dr. Hillel Newman, to join us, but owing to a Jewish religious holiday today, he was unavailable.